Yes, back in the public hearings.
To move.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Question on the motion. Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I will, yep, now back in session, public hearing. Mr. Moore.
If you can just give me a second, I have a stack of papers here. I'm trying to find my typical script for this.
I thought you memorized that by now.
I know you think so. This is why I always have a second copy in here. Most of this stuff's from the hearings last week. There, I have it. Thanks, everyone, for your patience. Rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the Council hearing, Council will defer the matter on that application. In those cases, the Council shall accept and consider written comments only from the public on the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation to the Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the Planning and Zoning Commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the County Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. And Mr. President, the first hearing today is on the matter of Austin and Megan Embleton. And Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tourist home, event venue, and hair salon to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 2.05 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Memory Road, which is Sussex County Route 613, approximately 0.41 miles southeast of Shawnee Road, which is Route 36. The 911 address is 10775 Memory Road, Harrington, and the tax parcel ID is District 430, Map 3, Parcel 20.08. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the applicant's concept plan. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. I would note we've received three letters in support. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of September 8th of this year. And at the meeting of October 13th of this year, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of the application for the seven reasons stated and subject to the eight recommended conditions as outlined in the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of those meetings is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions of council? Questions of council?
Mr. Moore.
Okay, is the applicant here or the applicant's representative? Come forward, please. Be sure and introduce yourself and give us your name and address, please.
Sure. Hi, my name is Megan Embleton. This is my husband, Austin Embleton. We live at 11176 Old Reliance Lane, Greenwood, Delaware. And as you can see, what we're looking to do with the property. It is a property that has been in my husband's family for close to 100 years, and we really would like to bring it back to life. And when it went up for sale in the estate at the passing of his grandfather, we wanted to keep it in the family, and so we were trying to figure out a way to make it beneficial, to make it work, and so we're really excited.
Okay. Is there... you saw some conditions that were given by planning and zoning. Were they okay with you?
We did, yes. As far as we know, we agree with all of them. The only question I did have was as far as how soon do they need to be... I guess my biggest question was like the fencing, because we do want to put like the fence up. How soon does that need to be up before we can operate our business?
Mr. Whitehouse.
Before is how the conditions were worded, but we could be working on the fence and get the building permit for that while we're working on other things.
Okay.
So there is a requirement that if approved, you have to come back with the site plan. That site plan has to go back to the Planning and Zoning Commission. It's a relatively quick process as long as you can prepare the drawing, but the answer is before is the expectation.
Okay, perfect. Great.
So I want to mention condition E said that all events shall conclude by 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. One of the part of your plan here is to do small parties and events, maybe weddings or whatever. As a mom of three daughters, I can recall each one, we had the DJ until probably 10 o'clock. And I can recall each one paying an extra hour at the end of the night because we got started late or this or that. So I'm wondering if the condition at 10 might box you in a little bit if your party wants to run over. And I'm wondering if we could amend this to 11 o'clock if you wanted to do that.
I would be most grateful if you could do that, yes.
Didn't that come from the neighbor who was concerned about going to sleep?
Yes.
11 o'clock is...
No, 10 o'clock. That's why P&Z put in 10 o'clock. Because of the neighbor's issue about that, because he lived right next door to it, his bedroom back up somehow to it, and he was concerned about not being able to get to sleep on time. So...
I'd still like to recommend.
You sure do.
I can see that you would probably try to do it till 10.
Yeah.
But I know that it just seemed like 10 was a little hard to do. And on my middle daughter's wedding, we had a medical emergency where we had to stop between the wedding and the reception for the ambulance to come and all that. And so we were delayed an hour.
Oh, wow.
And so that automatically made us go an extra hour. I'm just saying there's some things to come up that occasionally.
Yeah.
You can start a motion.
I would like to make a motion that we change it.
Okay,
let's wait to the end. We'll do the hearing, and then when we get ready, we'll do that. Okay, is there any other questions from any council members?
No, sir, I don't think so.
Okay.
I quick question.
Mr. Shaver does.
I'm sorry. In reading, I've read the packet over the weekend. There was only the one neighbor that had a concern at the P&amp;Z meeting?
Yes, sir.
And there was no other opposition, if I remember correctly?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, do you have anything else to add at this point?
I don't, not that I can think of. I do appreciate Mrs. Green's 11 o'clock. It definitely would give us more wiggle room. And we do have a good relationship with our neighbor. We've talked to him. We have no hard feelings. He understands where we're coming from as far as what we want. We want to have a place for people to gather, but we are not looking to create a large venue, if that makes sense. We don't want to be a noise issue, I will say that.
Okay. You can have your seat.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone in favor of this application? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone to speak in opposition? Seeing now, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there's no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. Okay, with council, close the public record. Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tourist home, event venue, and hair salon to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke Country, Sussex County, containing 2.05 acres, more or less, for the reasons number 1 through 7 and conditions 8A through H as given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Green, you have an amendment?
I would like to amend recommendation E to go from 10 o'clock p.m. to change it to 11 o'clock p.m.
So the motion would be to change E to all events shall conclude by 11 p.m.
By 11 o'clock p.m.
Motion, Mrs. Green, do I have a second?
Second,
Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? We will take the vote. Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer?
Seeing no one here to speak in opposition to that amendment, I will also vote yes.
Mr. Riley?
I'm going to vote no because of the concerns of the neighbor and the I think 10 is late enough.
Mr. Hudson?
I have a question about, did the person come to the public hearing and ask for it to be closed, turn off at 10 o'clock? Does anybody remember?
That is correct.
He was at the public hearing.
But is he the one that made the recommendation for 10 o'clock? And there's somebody in the back saying no.
Yeah. I'm just going back to the minutes now.
I read it. I just don't remember seeing that.
Yep. I remember it was an overall concern. And then Chairman Wheatley questioned the 10 p.m. end time for events, questioned if screening were concerned. So there was discussion specifically about the 10, but it's not clear as to who proffered it. And from memory, Mr. President, I can't remember. It was discussed, and it may be that the 10 was generated through discussion, but I don't think it was specifically requested.
And Mr. Gamp, is he not? He's not the neighbor, is he?
Yes, he is a neighbor, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to vote no because that was the agreed upon time.
I also agree that I'll vote no. Motion defeated. Next, Mr. Moore, read a short title, please.
Yes. We've already, since there was no, there was a motion, but there was no change in it. So, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tourist home, event venue, and hair salon to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke Country, Sussex County, containing 2.05 acres more or less for reasons number 1 through 7 with conditions 8A and H.
Pleasure, Council.
I make a motion to recommend approval.
Mrs. Green, that's a motion. Do I have a second?
Yeah.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Question on the motion. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Based
on the recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Schaefer?
I also vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Riley?
I vote yes based on Planning and Zoning's recommendations and reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
I also vote yes based on the reasons given by Planning and Zoning.
I also vote yes based on P&amp;Z's reasons and conditions. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next case, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2321 on behalf of Coastal Properties LLC. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a kitchen and bathroom showroom to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 2.48 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Beaver Dam Road, which is Route 23, approximately 0.16 miles southwest of the intersection of Church Street and Saltmarsh Boulevard. The 911 address is 17677 Stingy Lane, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 196.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We also have a staff review of the summary and site inspection findings leading up to the submission of the application. I would note that we've received one letter raising no objections to the proposal, and we've also received photographs that were submitted during the public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Commission at its meeting of September 8th of this year, and at the meeting of October 13th of this year, the Commission closed the public record and deferred for further consideration. Once a recommendation is received from the Planning and Zoning Commission, it will be reported to County Council. Thank you.
Okay, any questions from Council? If not, is the applicant or their representative here? You'll come forward, sir. If you give us your name and address, and then explain what you're trying to do and what you're sure. asking council to approve.
My name is Chris Grozier. I am several companies, starting another company, kitchen and bath showroom. Bought a house, it's dilapidated, renovating it, turning it into a beautiful home on Beaver Dam Road. It's on the corner of Beaver Dam and Stingy Lane. I was told that I had to comply with DLDOT. I have pictures, records. May I? Turn
them in. Take them right to that gentleman there.
Okay. These are everything that we needed to do for Delta. Sure.
Thank you.
Cut the concrete, remove the concrete, add soil, add seed. Instead, I added sod. I asked Delta if it was okay for a two-rail fence. Looks really nice. It divides the property. No one's going to run over the grass now onto the concrete. The last week, I've actually went to every single neighbor, has approved what I would like to do. May I also turn this in?
Please.
Go right down there. Okay. I got the names, addresses, phone numbers. They're all excited. I already have three customers.
That's good.
And any, do you have anything else to add?
No, I'm just excited to start. I still have to finish the building.
Right.
Finishing the bathrooms and finishing the flooring, but sure. We're real close to hopefully opening. Thank you.
And Mr. Boyheads, this was deferred. From Planning and Zoning. Yep. So council will not make a decision today, just so you know. We have to wait for the Planning and Zoning to give their answer. Okay. So you can have a seat.
I think they were waiting for that to
the next meeting.
Next meeting. If you can have a seat sure. Now. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor of the application? Is there anyone here today that is in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? And I think I should just point out, did any council members have questions of him, additional questions?
No.
Okay.
Comment. Done a heck of a job cleaning that place up.
Thanks, Mark.
I'm very familiar with that area, and it looks beautiful.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was a house with vines growing over it. No one really even knew the house was there, and I was like, I'm going to buy it, and I want to turn it into something beautiful.
Hopefully, if we can move that up a couple more properties, we'll be in good shape.
I'm working with a couple new neighbors.
Good. Good.
Yep. Steve Falcone did it on his corner.
Mr. President, excuse me. If you're going to speak more, we need you to come up to the microphone.
I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good.
Okay. Because this is being broadcast too, we have to make sure that everything's on the record. Operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. At this time, we have no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, Operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If Council desires, close the public record, except what we received from Planning and Zoning.
We'll close the public hearing. Okay, the Council close public record until we get Planning and Zoning's recommendation. Mr. Morphy, with a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a kitchen and bathroom showroom to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.248 acres, more or less, which was deferred.
That motion to defer. Mr. Schaefer. Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mrs. Green. To defer conditional use 2321 to await the recommendation of PNC. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Next matter is change of zone number 1964, filed on behalf of Martin Property Development LLC. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district to an LI2 light industrial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 19.71 acres, more or less. The properties are lying on the west side of Delaware Avenue and on the east side of DuPont Boulevard, which is Route 113, approximately 0.3 mile north of Parker Road, which is Sussex County Route 380. The 911 addresses are 34796, 34770, 34752, and 34708 Delaware Avenue. And the tax parcel ID is District 4033, Map 11, Parcels 21 and 21.02. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary site plan, a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the PLUS response. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have letters received from the Sussex County Engineering Department and also the Sussex County Economic Development Department. We have a copy of the applicant's proposed findings of fact. The application, and I would note that we received zero written comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of September 8th of this year. At the meeting of October 13th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the eight reasons stated and subject to, for the eight reasons stated in the motion, and a copy of that motion, Mr. President, and the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions of council? Questions of council? Mr. Moore.
Okay, it's Mr. Whitehouse. My last communication, I believe Mr. Willard was going to remotely call in. Was that correct?
That's correct. He's going to call in by telephone, but I understand his client is here in person.
I assume that's okay.
If you want to come up, please, and we'll try to get Mr. Willard on the line. Operator, is Mr. Willard on the line?
Yes, he is. And Tim, your line is open.
Good afternoon, Council. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, and I first of all really appreciate you letting me do this by phone. My client, Travis Martin, should be there if he wants to come forward. Mr. Martin.
He is forward. He's standing at the podium now, Mr. Willard.
Okay. I'm looking at the video, but it's somewhat delayed. So I'm actually on my sixth day of quarantine. Feel fine. But I had the quarantine for last week, so I appreciate letting me do this. As you know, I'm with Fuque Willard and Shaw. We have an office there in Georgetown on the Circle, 26th the Circle, right now on the barn in Milton, however. This is 19 acres. It's just south of Frankfurt on the east side of DuPont Highway and the west side of Delaware Avenue. There are two parcels there. This is Travis, try to sit down, Travis. Or not standing up.
I don't mind standing. Been sitting a lot today.
I'll be fairly brief, but this is a simple application, I think, for a change of zone. The 17 and 19 acres are already C1, which is no longer a district. Obviously, it's a closed district. There are other commercial districts. The back rear of this property towards Delaware Avenue is AR1. The application is to zone it all light industrial 2. Just for background, Travis is the principal of Chesapeake Plumbing and HVAC. It's a pretty well-established plumbing company and HVAC company in this region. They have over, I believe, 300 employees. People who developed this property is pretty far along already in the site plan because it was already commercial. So the idea is to zone it all one zone. I know as the planning commission agreed, they don't like fit zoning, and C1 is no longer appropriate, and so L12 seems appropriate for reasons I'm going to state in which the planning commission agreed. The proposal, although you've not approved the site plan today, is for approximately 5 housing, warehouses, and some other buildings that might have light manufacturing. Mr. Martin also plans to move Chesapeake Plumbing in the parcel in the back, where we'll have a warehouse and also a field for his piping and things like that. The property is in the developing district in your comprehensive plan, and the future land use map recognizes LI2 is listed as an appropriate zoning category, and there's also some industrial nearby. As your staff memo points out, the parcel to the east across Delaware Avenue is designated developing area as well, and commercial area, and there's on the other side of Route 113 commercial area as well. The developing area to recognize that business and industrial parks are appropriate in this area where good road access is available. Obviously, Route 113 is a pretty well-established major arterial road. In fact, he already has his entrance approval or temporary approval. He's gone a long way working with FUS as well as DelDOT, and there's also an entrance on Delaware Avenue to the rear. You have in your package the response to the service evaluation, which called for a TIS, but as low as a TIS, he also had a per vehicle fee, and he's already, and I think you have a letter to the packet as well, showing that he's already paid some of those fees in lieu of the TIS. LI2 also the design to provide for a wide area of light manufacturing, faculty, processing, wholesale distribution, warehousing for this area. It should be noted that Mr. Whitehouse already indicated he had a letter before you signed by Bill Clark, dated February 11th. I don't know if you can pull that up, Mr. Whitehouse, which referenced the Frankfurt Business Park Phase 2, which is the site plan for this area, and to whom it may concern. And he writes, on behalf of the County Economic Development Office, I'm writing to express my support for the Frankfurt Business Park application for site measurement grant funds to expand onto Phase 2 of the park. The expansion of the business park and the funds that would make it possible will create new shovel-ready sites that can be quickly marketed to potential businesses. The Frankfurt Business Park Phase 2 project includes central water, central sewer, industrial power, natural gas, high-speed internet, stormwater management pond, and is on Route 113 corridor. Not only will this infrastructure project help to increase the inventory of shovel-ready sites in Sussex, but it will also provide jobs and contribute to the economic health in Sussex County. For all these reasons, the Sussex County Economic Development Office fully supports this application for site readiness funds and believes it will be a meaningful and substantial impact. Just as far as background on that, the Phase 1 was already underway and well on approval as far as the site plan and warehousing. And Delaware has provided the Delaware Site Readiness Fund grant agreement, and Mr. Martin and his business applied for this, and obviously they got the support of the County Development Office and were awarded, and Travis might be able to add more detail to this. I believe they were awarded a $1 million grant for this project. And he's also had tenants that I think have already come to Delaware for this reason. So that's a very positive thing. As far as zoning in the other area, there's commercial, obviously, on either side of 113. Specifically, you can see some of the businesses around there. There's actually industrial business on the east side of Eastern Shore Forest Products, which is just south of them. There's better price used cars. You go to the south, big Predator Point, it's a business. There's an auto body shop across the street. So both in terms of the comp plan and your zoning area, it seems appropriate to make this zoning change. And as the planning commission found reason not to be redundant, but their first reason was it is a split zone and C1 is not available anymore, so light industrial would be appropriate for the plan. 90% of the property already developed for that use. They're nearby, there's commercial and industrial used for warehouse, but the manufacturing is appropriate. There's no most importantly, or something that bears mentioning, is that it will stimulate the economy, be consistent with the comp plan in that regard. And the development district is specifically called for light industrial too, and serves the purpose of this code. And so, final site plan will obviously be have to be approved by the county. So that's all I have. I'm not getting questions of me or Mr. Martin to take this to the place.
Okay. Any questions from council? I see none, Mr. Willard.
Anything you'd like to add to what he said?
No, that was a nice summary. Thank you.
Okay. And you're confirming all that he said for the record?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Willard, if you have nothing else, I'm going to ask your client to have a seat, and I'll see, is there anyone else in the room that is in favor of this application? Is there anyone else here that's in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that's in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone on the line who would like to opine on this matter?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-STAR. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-STAR. At this time, we have no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if council desires, close the public record.
We will close public hearing. It's okay with council to close the public record. Ask Mr. Morby to short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district to an LI-2 light industrial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 19.71 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes, based on the reasons given by planning zoning.
Schaefer.
Firstly, I'd like to thank you for your investment in our community and for the potential job creation opportunities that you bring to the county, and I will vote yes based on a recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning. I wish you well.
Mr. Riley.
Yeah. This isn't my district anymore. It was before, but we thought it was a good idea a couple years ago. I still think it's a good idea, so based on the recommendations and conditions offered by Planning and Zoning, I will vote yes.
Based on recommendation planning and zoning, I'll also vote yes, and congratulations. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yep. Motion carried.
Thank you all very much.
Yes, the next matter is change of zone number 1965 on behalf of Kent Walston LLC. And Mr. Whitehouser is also a change of the land use map too.
That's correct. And Mr. Moore, because the change of zone is dependent on the future land use map amendment, I'll introduce the future land use map amendment first and then this change of zone.
Yeah.
So the future land use map amendment is a requested amendment to the future land use map in relation to tax parcel, and it's District 134, map 17.02, parcel 173.02, and it's a portion of. The requested amendment is to change the area designation of the future land use map element of the comprehensive plan to show the parcel as being within the coastal area, which is shaded yellow on the map. Submitted into the record for this, we have a copy of a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department. We have a copy of the applicant's submittal to us but on behalf of the property owner. We have a copy of the PLUS comments that have been received from the State Planning Office. We also have a copy of the county's submittal to PLUS, and I would note that we've received zero comments. The future land use map amendment was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of September 8th, and at the meeting of October 13th, the Commission recommended approval of the ordinance for the five reasons stated as outlined within the motion. Change of zone number 1965, Mr. President, is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.4 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Kent Avenue, which is Sussex County Route 361, approximately 350 feet north of Jefferson Bridge Road, which is Sussex County Route 361A. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, map 17.07, parcel 173.02. Submitted into the record for CZ 1965, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note we've received one letter in opposition. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of September 8th of this year, and at the meeting of October 13th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 10 reasons as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, copies of both of those motions and the draft minutes of both of those meetings are included in your paperless packet.
Questions of council? Questions of council? More?
Yes, at this time, would you like to give your presentation, please?
My name is Chris Pfeiffer. I'm a professional engineer with George Miles and Buhr, and then I also have Katja Kalinski with me from George Miles and Buhr, and the applicant, Mr. Paul McCabe. So I'm going to just touch on the future land use map piece first. That came up while we were going through the change of zone process. During the PLUS meeting, it was noticed that it was showing as being within the limits of Bethany Beach. It is not. It's in the county, and that's the reasoning for why it was not included in that future land use map. The parcel itself is 1.37 acres. It's located on Kent Avenue, and it's directly adjacent to Bethany Beach, Delaware. The change of zone is seeking to go from AR1 to MR medium residential. All of the adjacent properties that are within the county along it are MR, with the exception of the one that's directly next to it, which is actually a high density residential. We went through the PLUS process and received comments on in December of 2021, and this is a state investment level one, which means that it's areas developed in urban suburban fashion. Infrastructure is existing and readily available, and future redevelopment and infill projects are expected and encouraged by the state policy. And so that's exactly what we would be looking for with this change of zone. The zoning in Bethany Beach is also very similar to the MR zoning that we'd be seeking in the county. So that's R2 for Bethany Beach, which is 7,000 square feet lots, which would allow a density of roughly 6.22. If this was changed to MR, we would have a allowable density of 5.97. And we've been through a pre-application meeting with the Sussex Conservation District for stormwater management. There's water readily available from Bethany Beach. And then the one thing I did want to clarify in the packet, we had sewer is actually from Sussex County, public sewer. In terms of traffic, there would be an entrance off of Kent Avenue, which is a DelDOT major collector. The design would be coordinated with all the DelDOT rules and regulations for review and approval, and there's no TIS required since it's less than 500 vehicle trips per day. There's also been an environmental assessment and public facilities valuation report prepared, and ERI performed a site investigation in early 2022, and there were no state regulated or tidal wetlands located on the property. In terms of open space, there would be no public open space, economic benefits just would include that this would be an infill development for that that parcel that's there. If there's any other questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Any questions from council? Not. Did you have anything else to add as part of your presentation on either?
No.
Okay, thank you. Were you going to present as well? Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application, either of these applications? Anyone that would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to oppose those or speak in opposition? Anyone? Seeing none. Operator, can you check to see if there is anyone listening online that would like to opine on these two matters, both the change of zone and the ordinance to amend the future land use map?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Okay, thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on these matters. Council desires close public records. They will be read in motions separately with the amendment of the future land use map first.
Okay. We're going to close the public hearing, close the public records, okay, with council. And Mr. Moore, read the short title on the land use map ordinance first.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel 134-17.07-173.02, part of that parcel, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 5.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes, based on, this is just the land use.
The land use map.
I vote yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
I also vote yes.
Mrs. Green.
I vote yes.
Mr. Riley.
I vote yes.
Also vote yes, motion carried. Next, Mr. Moore.
Next, Mr. President, is an ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.4 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 10.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Schaefer.
I also vote yes based on a recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley.
And I will vote yes based on planning and zoning recommendations.
And based on P&Z's recommendation, I'll also vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Have a great day. Entertain a motion to go into executive session for land acquisition, personnel, and pending potential litigation.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in executive session for land.